Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. This week I'll be taking a step back and looking at what creates the stress on this journey, and that's the sense of time. In anything in life, whether trying to create a bit of work or a project, it's the sense of time that creates the stress. If we had all the time in the world, then it wouldn't be so stressful. Of course, on this journey, we have the ticking body clock that can create that stress, the fear of running out of time. And that can mean we often focus on the wrong things. So let's explore what that is and why that is, and perhaps what you could be focusing on that may make the difference for you. Please do take a moment, even before you carry on, to maybe review, rate the podcast so more people can begin to hear it and enjoy it and get value from it. I don't ask you at the end of the episodes, because hopefully my aim is the end of the episode you're in a more reflective state, and I don't want to disturb that. So if you're willing to, just take a moment now before you continue to hit rate on the podcast and maybe leave a review if you're willing to, and help other people find this and get benefit from this. Thank you, bless you, and enjoy. Recently, I was reminded of the benefit of slowing down. I hadn't fully appreciated how busy life had got. Things outside of kind of work and family, things like doing some renovations on a house, and I've been renovating my Land Rover and doing work on that. Those jobs have been dragging on, and I've been juggling all these different projects as well as work and family life and life. And it was a real helpful just to remind myself about slowing down. And when we get so caught into the busyness of life, what can be the cause of stress can be the concept of time. It's my determination to complete these certain jobs by a certain date that makes it stressful. It's the time ticking by, worrying what it means by things dragging on. If there's no deadline, then I could be far more relaxed about these projects. I could go with the flow more. And obviously on this fertility journey, there can be a real sense of a deadline, the time ticking, the clock ticking. Recently I had a fascinating conversation with a gynecologist who's doing some research on IVF and low AMH. We both shared the same experience of women with low AMH being terrified that time's against them. Their body clock is really coming to the end or slowing down and running out. And what I loved with her project and her research in her clinic is they're looking to provide a separate pathway for low AMH patients. And this pathway includes pre-treatment. And I really love the idea of pre-treatment for any IVF patient. I think it's potentially a game changer, because me, it's like akin to focusing on prevention versus cure. It's taking the time to take a step back and make sure the soil is fertile and nutrient rich before planting. And it's the same is true with our psychology as well as our body, because the mind and body are one system. And I know I bang on about Project Baby versus Project You, but this is why. Taking a step back to focus on the underlying causes of the distress and fear can actually buy you time. Focusing on Project You can actually create time, buy time for Project Baby. And the more you focus on Project You, Project Baby takes more care of itself. You put your body into a more healthy state, into a state of flow. And this is exactly what happened on our own journey. When the fear had gone, when I worked on my own psychology, and I found a place of peace without giving up, and that place really does exist. My life began to flow again, and my body began to flow again, and my fertility improved dramatically without me even trying. When I was trying, it actually went down. So I was trying from a place of fear. And I see it time and time again, my clients. Hormone levels coming back to more healthy balance. clients coming off thyroid medication as their body comes back into its natural balance. When I first talk to people, often they ask for some tools or some techniques. I don't believe in techniques. I don't believe in coping strategies. I believe in taking the time to get to the root cause of someone's distress, someone's problem, any psychological blocks to getting pregnant. I like to look at principles rather than techniques. And it's taking this time. Sometimes if we haven't got time to do this, because we focus on the urgent thing, having a baby and time, but actually realizing when we take a step back, it's often not actually about having a baby. 99% of the time when I'm working with the clients, we begin to look at the fertility from the inside out, seeing the psychological block, and it often comes down to a lack of self-love in one form or another, a lack of self-worth or belief in one form or another. And we unblock that, life begins to flow again, their body begins to flow again. So taking the time to deal with the root cause is far better than dealing with the symptoms. So why don't we do it? Well, the very thing that needs addressing prevents us from actually taking the time to address it. And that's a lack mentality. And the lack mentality can show up in many ways in life. Perhaps the fear of lack of time, or the lack of love, or the lack of money. A lot of my clients find it uncomfortable to spend money on themselves, even if it's investing in themselves. And I get that, I was the same. I felt very uncomfortable to spend money on myself. I felt frivolous. I didn't deserve it almost. Or I wasn't worthy. I wasn't conscious of those stories. But that was what stopped me enjoying, I guess, money, enjoying myself and valuing myself. And what it is, it's putting security in things outside of us. Unconsciously, so I'd be okay if there's enough money. So the fear of not having enough money, even though it was enough money, fear of then not having enough money in the future, so holding on to it. That's a fear mentality. It stops actually money flowing into us, because money is energy. Or fear of lack of love, fear of losing love. It's putting our sense of our well-being and security in these things outside of us, rather than realizing everything we need is within us. We come into the world complete psychologically. We come into the world knowing we're okay. We're safe, we're secure. We have everything within us to be safe and secure in this moment. Whatever shows up in life, we have the resources to deal with it. It's about coming from the place of who you really are, your true sense of self, living from a place of completeness, of security, of safety and love. So it's a place to come from, not a place to get to. It's a place to create your family from, not a place to get to by having a family. It's a place to bring your family into. And the more you connect to that true sense of self, that's when miracles can happen. We come from that place. That's when the miracle and the magic of conception and healthy pregnancy can happen, whether naturally or with treatment. This is why I talk about Project You versus Project Baby. Taking a step back to help you come from the place of your true sense of self. Come from this place where your soul knows you are safe, you are complete, you are worthy, you are loved. For who you are is who you are, it's your birthright. So much of my life I was searching from this place of home. I felt like being in this maze, trying to get to the middle. And the maze of life, trying to work out how I can get back to feeling safe and secure and be okay. And what do I need? Is it the job? Is it the career? Is it this? Is it this? And one of those things along the way, I thought it was the baby. Until I found that place of home within me. And it felt like looking from the outside in, being in the center of life, looking outside from this place of home. That's my wish for you. To find home, to come home. To come from that place of home, of completeness, of safety, of love, of worthiness. And being in that place, and being that place is a place to bring your family into, to create your family within. You have everything you need in this moment. You are actually home, whether you don't realize it or not. You are home. It's who you are. When your mind settles and your karma, you may get more sense of that. When we stop trying, we stop thinking, we stop worrying, we tend to come back to that place of being.